আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our beautiful silsila Pathway to Paradise. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, in this program, as you know, we are talking about those actions, those a'mal that will take a person into the gardens of paradise. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, as always, we start with the beautiful blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Sunnat, Shaykh al-Tariqat, the leader and founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may Allah Ta'ala remain his shadow upon us, has mentioned in one of his booklets that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who recites durood upon me 200 times on a Friday, his 200 years of sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My Islam brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful program, in this beautiful silsila, what we're talking about is those actions that will lead a person into the gardens of paradise. Jannat mein le jane wale a'mal. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the previous weeks, we learnt about many beautiful actions that will inshallah Azza wa Jal grant a person the garden of paradise. And today inshallah Azza wa Jal, another beautiful topic and another beautiful amal. And that is Salatul Jumu'ah. Friday Jumu'ah is one of the beautiful actions that inshallah Azza wa Jal, when a person, he makes himself of Salatul Jumu'ah, inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will enter the beautiful garden of paradise. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we're going to go through some of the blessings of Jumu'ah and also some of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam relating to Jumu'ah itself. I want you to please listen very, very carefully. It's not going to be just a bayan where I'm going to deliver a speech and you're going to listen and that's it. No, this is going to be something which inshallah Azza wa Jal, I'm going to learn as well. And you will also definitely, inshallah, Azza wa Jal will learn as well. And this is the beauty of the beautiful teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you know that we heard from the scholars, the ulama, Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned this many times as well. This hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Try to be attentive. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Want to start off with the blessing of Jumu'ah itself. And as you know that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Yawmul Jumu'ah is also referred to as Yawmul Eid, the day of Eid for the Muslims. And many, many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam have been mentioned in the books, and even Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned this many times in the Madani Muzakara as well. And also Jumu'ah is such a blessed day that Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed a whole chapter, a whole surah in the glorious Quran. Para number 28, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in this beautiful chapter, beautiful surah. The surah is called Suratul Jumu'ah, verse number 9. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, iza nudiya lis salati min yawmil jumu'ati, fas'au ila dhikrillahi wa zarul bay, zalikum khayrul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. Translation from Kanzul Iman, that O people who believe, when the call for salah is given on Friday, the day of congregation, rush towards the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and stop buying and selling. This is better for you if you understood. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you know, clear words in the glorious Quran that Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing the Muslims. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's just talk about the blessing of Jumu'ah itself. Now before you go to Jumu'ah, there is many sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that we should try to act upon. And so one of them is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that you should have a bath, you should have ghusl. And he says in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that no doubt Doing ghusl on a Friday will take out sins from the roots of the hair. Now, subhanAllah, when a person, he has ghusl on a Friday, he has a shower, he has a ghusl on a Friday, then Allah Azza wa Jal will remove his sins even from the roots of the hair. And another beautiful hadith narrated by, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who does ghusl on a Friday, his mistakes and sins will be forgiven. So, you know, subhanAllah, look at the mercy of Allah ta'ala. All what we are doing is we are doing ghusl. We are cleaning ourselves. Yeah, look at the beauty and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that our sins will be forgiven when a person has ghusl. And another hadith, a part quoted in Muslim hadith, hadith number 223. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the five daily prayers, and from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, are an expiation for whatever sins come in between, so long as one does not commit any major sins. Yani from one salah to the other salah, in between, if a person he commits any minor sins, any saghira sins, then Allah Ta'ala, because of the blessing of salah of namaz, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive his sins. And then from one Jumu'ah to the other Jumu'ah, if a person he offers his Salatul Jumu'ah, then that Jumu'ah will be inshallah Azza wa Jal expiation, yani Allah Ta'ala will forgive the sins of that person as well. And Piyar Islam Bhaiyo, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, another very beautiful hadith by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who does wudu and goes for Jumu'ah Salah and listens to the sermon, the khutbah, with concentration and stay silent, then until the next Friday and 3 days after that, his sins will be forgiven. SubhanAllah. So when you go for Jumu'ah and you listen to the khutbah, to the sermon very, very carefully, you don't talk and you listen to the khutbah, you are silent, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, that will be expiation, that will be forgiving our sins for 10 days. SubhanAllah. Ya Islam Bhaiyo, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has said that when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on his way to Medina for migration, he stopped at a place called Quba. And Quba is at the time of charged on Monday, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. MashaAllah, as you know, the Masjid Quba is the first masjid built in Islam. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stayed in Quba, that place, for 4 days, Monday to Thursday. And during the stay, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid the foundation of the first masjid in Islam. And on Friday, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he proceeded towards Medina. When they reached the area of Bani Salim ibn Auf, it was time to offer Jummah Salah. And people, they all gathered at that place where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered the first Jumu'ah Salah and delivered a sermon. And even today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you will see that just not so far off from Masjid Quba, if you walk towards Masjid Quba from Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, and if you walk towards Quba, then you will come towards Masjid Jumu'ah first, and then you will come to Masjid Quba. And that beautiful masjid is still there, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, which is a historical place for the Muslims, because that is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he offered his first Jummah Salah. Now you can imagine, you know, at that time, when the Muslims gathered together and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the first khutbah, so how lucky these people are that they were listening to the beautiful sermon, the beautiful words of wisdom, the beautiful words of, you know, pearl of wisdom from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has also stated that as all the creatures assembled in their beings on this day and the completion of the creation took place on the very same day, clay for Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam was also collected on this day. And similarly, people congregate and perform the Friday Salah on this very day. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Jumu'ah is the day when the day of judgment will arrive as well. And another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that there are five actions, five a'mal that a person, if he do performs them in one single day, then his name will be written down amongst those people of paradise. Number one, visiting a sick person. Number two, to attend a funeral. Number three, to fast for one day. And number four, to go for Salatul Jumu'ah. And number five, to free a slave. Now obviously, slaves are no more. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we should try to act upon these four things. You know, try to visit a sick person. Try to go for Salatul Jumu'ah. And not just rush it towards Jumu'ah. You know, sometimes we're the last ones to enter the masjid and we're the first ones to get out. Why? Because I've just got some time out, I'm going to go to the masjid, read my namaz Juma, and then I'll be rushing back to work as well. You know, try to, you know, take advantage of this beautiful day. There are so many blessings, Piyar Islam, by you on the day of Jumu'ah, subhanAllah, we can't imagine. This is a day of Eid for the Muslims and such a beautiful congregation. If we are just running towards Jumu'ah and then we're running back towards our work, then we haven't taken full advantage of Jumu'ah itself. In Majma'ul Zawaid, it says that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that no doubt there are 24 hours or sa'at on the night of Friday and the day of Jumu'ah. Every hour Allah Azza wa Jal frees 600,000 people from the fire of hell. And in one narration it says that these are those people which Jahannam has become wajib upon them. Yani they were necessary, they were destined to burn in the fire of hell. But because of the day of Jumu'ah, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless these individuals, 600,000 of them, every hour, and Allah Ta'ala will grant them paradise. SubhanAllah. My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned many, many beautiful hadith that are relating to those people who will offer salah, and Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's blessing will shower upon them. But let me just tell you that there are some individuals about whom the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that in Jami Tirmidhi, hadith number 500, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah Azza wa Jal will seal off the heart of the one abandoning three Jumu'ah salah out of laziness. Now just imagine, you know, if you are listening to this bayan, and if you are the one, you know, just always think about yourself. You don't go for so, and it's been three Jumu'ah you haven't been. Allah Ta'ala will seal the heart of that person who does not offer his Salatul Jumu'ah out of laziness. Now this is not an excuse that I'm at work, I'm busy at work, I don't get time off from work. The scholars have even said that it's not even acceptable, it's not even jais to work in a place where they will not let you offer your salah. So try to have a, you know, we were not created to work, were we? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I created the humans and jinns for my worship. So my dear Islam brothers, try to take some time out. Try to, you know, when it's Friday, even the scholars, they say that after on a Thursday night, start to plan for Jumu'ah. Have a plan that I'm okay, you're going to go to work in the morning, so and so time, even before the azan of Jumu'ah is given. Okay, you might be saying that we can't hear the azan. Yet I know we can't hear the azan, but we know what time azan is normally said in the masajid. You know, for example, Fezane Medina in Rotherham, Jumu'ah Salah, 1:30 p.m. throughout the whole year, and the clocks have gone forward, but our Salatul Jumu'ah time is 1:30. So roughly we say the azan for about 1 o'clock in the summer time. So 1 o'clock the azan is said. So we need to try to come to the masjid, to come to listen to the bayan, because, you know, for most of us, yeah, and I'm saying this, most of us, the opportunity to learn about our beautiful deen maybe is just on a Friday, because, you know, we're so busy during the week that we can't even make it to the weekly ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami. Then for Jumu'ah Salah, try to go to the masjid early, finish off your work, go early to the masjid, do good wuzu, prepare yourself. Now this is all to do with planning. Now, whenever it's to do with the dunya, if it's something to do with work, if it's something to do with the world, we plan, don't we? We prepare for that. We plan so-and-so place, I'm going to get there at this time. I'm going to do this at this time. I'm going to do this at this time. You know, we live in this Western environment where, you know, a lot of people, they say that, you know, you've got a plan. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, planning is a sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to plan his day out. You know, there is a beautiful bayan by Nigran Pakistan, Haji Shahid Attari, Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah, about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Madani Jadwal, about the timetable of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he used to deal with people, how he used to offer his salah, how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to observe nafli salah, nafli ibadat, and nafli fasting as well. Now listen to that bayan and you'll find out about the jadwal, the timetable of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then follow that sunnah. Have a timetable for your life as well. And especially my dear Islam brothers, because if a Jumu'ah is a beautiful congregation, so many people gather together to worship, to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we are there running towards Jumu'ah, running, we haven't gained full blessings. Let me mention this very beautiful Madani pearl by Sadru Sharia Allama Maulana Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. He says that it is stated in a blessed hadith that the one who trims his nails on Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect him from afflictions up to the next Friday, including 3 more days, yani 10 days. And the one trimming his nails on Friday, mercy will approach him and his sins will be removed. Subhanallah. Again, that's to do with planning. You know, you're going to for Salatul Jumu'ah, plan for that. Yeah, look at your nails. I need to cut my nails, have a shower and put perfume on, put beautiful clothing and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal go towards Salatul Jumu'ah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. There's a very beautiful hadith in Sahih Bukhari, hadith number 929. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that at the onset of the day of Friday, the angels register the names of comers at the gateway of the masjid. So the angels, they stand at the gateway of the masjid. They record names in chronological order. The early comer is like the one who gives sadaqah of a camel in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. The next comer is like the one who gives a cow. And then the next one is like a donor of a sheep. And then the next one is like the donor of a hen. And the next one is like the donor of an egg. When the imam sits on the sermon to give khutbah, the angels close the book of deeds and come to listen to the sermon. Now just ask yourself a question. When do I come for Salatul Jumu'ah? You know, we probably, you know, the last ones to come to the masjid. And like I said before, we're the first ones to walk out. So many people, you see that when the Imam Sahib is sitting on the khutbah, people will start to walk in. And then they won't even look that people are sitting. You know, they'll probably jump over them. Why? Now, because they're rushing it. Halakhe, to jump over people or to walk or to do any amal during the khutbah, the ulama, they say that that is haram, it's not allowed. Even Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned that in many of his Madani Muzakara as well. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, has stated that some scholars have said that the angels stay at the doors of the masjid from dawn, whereas some others, their opinion is from sunrise. So subhanallah, you know, just imagine my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the earlier we go to the masjid, the better it is, the more reward. Because if you go late, you're the last ones, you're gonna get the sawab of giving an egg sadaqah in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, compared to an egg to a camel. How much reward there is. Subhanallah. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has said that during the first century, people used to proceed towards the Jami' Masjid at the time of Sahri and after Salatul Fajr, holding lamps in their hands for offering Salatul Jumu'ah. There used to be so huge crowd in the streets that it would seem as if the day of Eid, but gradually the spirit died out. Thus it is said that the very first bid'ah innovation that evolved in Islam is the abandonment of early proceeding towards the masjid. Subhanallah. You can imagine that time. You know, it's a Friday. Even after dawn, you know, people would go towards the masjid and they will perform Salatul Fajr. They will remain inside the masjid and they will wait for Jumu'ah. Now, hardly even people go to the masjid. Even on a Friday, people don't go to the masjid for Fajr Salah with the Jamaat. This is how bad things have got. Lekin Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, we need to understand this. We need to address this. And we need to make sure that, you know, don't look at other people. Don't look at him, or he doesn't go on time. He doesn't go on time, or he's a Hafiz, but he doesn't go on time. He's a Maulana Sahab, but he's always late. Don't think about others. Only look at yourself as well. And subhanallah azza wa jal, the day of Jumu'ah is such a beautiful day that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-Jumu'atu Hajjul Masakeen, that Salatul Jumu'ah is the Hajj of destitute people. In other narration it is said, Al-Jumu'atu Hajjul Fuqara, that Salatul Jumu'ah is the Hajj of the poor people. And the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no doubt there is one Hajj and one Umrah for you on every Friday. Therefore, early proceeding of Salatul Jumu'ah is equivalent to Hajj, and waiting for Salatul Asr, having offered Salatul Jumu'ah, is equivalent to Umrah. Now just imagine, you know, try to stay there. You know, it's in the summertime, you know, we might be thinking it's a bit too hard. But what about winter time? You know, in winter, in many masajids, you know, as soon as, you know, Zuhr finishes, you know, about 2:05, as I can recollect, 2:05, Asr time starts. And many masajids in winter, they keep Namaz-e-Asr in the beginning time, especially on a Friday, so that people can come, read their Jummah Namaz, and then they can read their Asr and then go home. Have we even taken advantage of that as well? So try it, you know, again, is to do with planning. Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, having offered Salatul Jumu'ah, one should remain in the masjid till Salatul Asr, and staying in the masjid till Salatul Maghrib is even more preferable. Subhanallah. So try to offer Salatul Jumu'ah and then read Asr and then Maghrib and then go. You know, it might be a bit hard, but if we try, my dear Islam brothers, nothing is hard. You know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Amiri Ahl Sunnah has given this mindset of i'tikaf, yom jumu'ah i'tikaf. Try to do i'tikaf in the masjid. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many Islamic brothers throughout the whole world, mashallah, who are especially attached to the mahol of Dawat Islami, they do i'tikaf. You know, jumu'ah i'tikaf, after jumu'ah, they will stay in the masjid, they will have study circles, and then they will read Salatul Asr and go, or they will read their Maghrib Namaz and go. And subhanallah, the virtue, the blessing of Jummah, the day itself, it says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Friday is the chief of all days. It is most magnificent amongst all the days in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is superior to even Eidul Adha and Eidul Fitr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It has 5 particular features. Number 1, Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on this blessed day. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam descended upon the earth on this blessed day. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he passed away on the same day. And on a Friday, there is one such moment in which if someone prays for anything, he will be granted whatever he asked for, provided he does not ask for anything haram. And number 5, the judgment day will take place on a Friday. Subhanallah. You know, just imagine, my dear Islam brothers, all these beautiful blessings and benefits of Friday. And it says that there is no such distinguished angel, the sky, the earth, the wind, the mountain and the river, that does not fear Friday. Why? Because the day of Qiyamah is going to come on a Friday. Now just imagine, whenever Friday comes, what do we feel? You know, what do we ever feel anything in our hearts? But yet look at the amal of the angels, that they used to be, you know, the angels, the birds, the insects are all scared of the day of Friday. Why? Because that is the day that when Qiyamah is going to come as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that on Friday there is one such a moment which if a Muslim gets and asks Allah azza wa jal for anything in that moment, Allah azza wa jal will definitely grant him. That moment is very short. And, you know, look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and look at the greatness, the mercy, the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has for his ummah. That's even told us what time that will be. Now there's a glimpse of that. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on Friday, look for the moment that is desired from Asr to sunset. So that moment that on a Friday that Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept your prayers, that moment the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, look for that moment after Asr till sunset. And there are so many awliya Allah that used to remain in dua, in worship of Allah Azza wa Jal during Asr and Maghrib, because that is that moment that Allah Ta'ala will accept the duas. And Hazrat Maulana Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has stated, there are two moments. Number one is the when the Imam, he sits for the sermon to the end of Salah. Yani when the Imam is sat on the minbar and is giving the sermon, that is one of the times. From there on till the end of Salah, that is one time that your du'as could be accepted. And the next one is the last instant, the last time of Friday. And majority will say that is the time of Salatul Asr. Hazrat Sayyidina Fatimatu Zahra, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, used to sit in her hujra a short while prior to sunset and would ask her maid to stand outside as the sun begins to set. Fida radiallahu ta'ala anha would inform her about it and Sayyida would raise her blessed hands for dua. So subhanallah, this is the amal of Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, that after Salatul Asr, just before Salatul Maghrib, she would remain, and the dua that she would be reading is Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. Subhanallah. But Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that Friday is the best of all days. It was on this day that Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created, and it is that day that Adam alayhi salatu was salam blessed this world as well. Now subhanallah, such a day that Adam alayhi salatu was salam, who is the father of all humans, was subhanallah azza wa jal, he was also created on this day as well. And Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that in a certain aspect, the rank of the night of Jumu'ah is even higher than Laylatul Qadr as well. One of the reasons for this, on this night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeared in the womb of his mother, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's appearance in this world was a cause of so much good and blessings, both in this world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah azza wa jal. And for those Islamic brothers on viewers of Madani channel who do not offer their Salatul Jumu'ah, we heard earlier on that the one who does not offer Salatul Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala seals his heart. And then we complain sometimes, yaar, my du'as are not accepted. I go to the masjid, I offer my salah, I've been to Peer Sahib, I've been to so and so, I've given so much sadaqah, but my du'as are not accepted. But if you think to yourself, you have missed Salatul Jumu'ah 3 times in a row for no other reason. You know, if someone is ill or someone is traveling, then that is different. But no reason. And like I said, you know, being busy at work is not one of the reasons. You need to leave work. Talk to the company. Talk to your factory. You know, talk to the person who is employing you. That look, alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim and I need to go for my Jumu'ah. And an Islamic brother, mashallah, he narrated a very beautiful story, and this story was about one of his friends, and he worked in a factory, and this factory was owned by a non-Muslim. And this Islamic brother, you know, he used to go for salah, and for 10-15 minutes he used to go do wuzu, read his salah, all the salah. Now what happened was, another group of people, they started thinking to themselves, this guy is going for a break, you know, and he's going for his namaz. So we'll tell our manager that we're going to go for salah as well. We'll go outside and we'll have a little smoke. So what they used to do was, they used to go with that person, and he used to go do wuzu, read his salah. And these guys, these unfortunate people, they would go outside and they would just have a smoke. And then after 10-15 minutes, they would come back again. And one day the manager, he saw them. And he says that right from now on, anyone who goes for a break, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, if you're going for your prayers, if you have a break, I'm going to deduct that money. I'm going to deduct an hour of your wage. Now what happened? Apne yaar veli dost, they stopped going for smoking. What? He's going to knock off an hour. Forget that. Astaghfirullah. So they stopped going. But this guy who was dedicated, mashallah, he was a true Ashiqi Rasool. He used to go and he used to say to the manager that you can deduct 1 hour of my time, but I need to go and offer my prayers. So the manager, he says that, okay, but I'm going to deduct that money. So what happened? A few weeks went passed by. You know, there's only one person now would go for his break to offer his salah. So the manager one day, he called in this guy. And he says, I've been observing for nearly 2 to 3 weeks that no one else apart from you goes and prayers. So therefore, that 1 hour that I deducted from your wage, there's the money that I deducted. And now you can go for your break and I will not deduct money from your wage. Now as they say, who needs enemies when you've got your own? You know, just imagine what if that person, you know, what kind of Muslims are these people? You know, that they will jeopardize another person from going to offer his salah for ibadat. Now, you know, these are, you know, low life people, seriously. That they don't offer their salah themselves and they will stop others as well. Now just think to yourself, you know, so many Islamic brothers will be listening to this bayan. Maybe, you know, salah is a time when people go for Jumu'ah salah. Now look at the sort, the thinking of such people. You know, I was talking to one Islamic brother and he said, oh, when my friends go for salah, that's the best time. You know, he does taxis. And he goes, when all of them go for Jumu'ah, obviously they stay there for about minimum 20 minutes to half an hour. That's the time when I get a lot of good jobs. So I'm running about doing these jobs from one to another. But sadly, if he's missing his namaz-e Jumu'ah, that heart is sealed. Now, whatever money he earns, what are you going to do with that money? What are you going to do with that wealth that you have accumulated with the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal? The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says that the Friday is the mother of all the days. It's the chief of all days. You know, compared to the other days, Friday, you know, even on when Friday comes, you can feel that it's Jummah today. You can feel that, subhanAllah, that happiness in your heart as well. You know, if even a person who's hard-hearted, he will feel the day of Friday. Why? Because this day is a very, very special day. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it says that every afternoon the heat of Jahannam is increased. However, through the blessings of Jumu'ah, this will not be done on Fridays. So the heat of Jahannam is heated, but not on a Friday. Why? Because of the respect of Friday. On the day of Jumu'ah, ghusl should be made and the hair of the head and the rest of the body should be thoroughly washed. It is also very virtuous to use miswak on this day as well. Subhanallah. Miswak is a beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Try to buy miswak. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. You know, again, how much does a miswak cost? Now just imagine, a Muslim, subhanallah, he wakes up in the morning, he's all prepared for Jumu'ah, he's had a shower, he's had a ghusl, and now he's put in beautiful clothes, he's had his miswak, he's put his perfume, and he walks towards the masjid. Subhanallah. You can imagine, that, you know, even thinking about that, you know, it brings a smile to your face, that subhanallah. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we can do that as well. Wallah, we can do that as well. Instead of spending our time earning the wealth of this dunya that is going to end one day. How much are we going to earn? How much are we going to eat? How much are we going to spend? Remember, namaz-e-jumu'ah is far better than everything. Not only jumu'ah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith, the mafhum is that he mentioned even the two first sunnahs of Salatul Fajr are better than the dunya and wama fiha, whatever is inside the dunya. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who offers Salatul Jumu'ah fasts on the same day and he visits a sick person, he participates in a funeral and attends a nikah ceremony, heaven will become due for that person. Subhanallah, that person will enter the gardens of paradise. It is makruh tanzihi to fast, especially on a Friday or Saturday alone. Makruh tanzihi means it's disliked. However, if Friday or Saturday fall on any sacred day, such as the 15th of Sha'ban or the 27th of Rajab, there is no harm in fasting on these days. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, Friday is Eid for you. Do not fast on the day of Eid unless you add another fast on its preceding or succeeding day. So don't fast on just a Friday. You know, try to fast on a Thursday and a Friday, or a Friday or a Saturday as well. Allah Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that it is narrated that the fast of Friday together with that of a Thursday or Saturday is equivalent to 10,000 years of fast. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned another very beautiful hadith. The one who visits the graves of either or both of his parents on every Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive his sins and his name will be recorded as one treating the parents courteously. Subhanallah. My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if your parents have passed away, especially on a Friday, leave your work, leave everything, go and pay your respects to them. If they are in that same village, you know, if they passed away, go and visit their graves. Say Fatiha, recite Surah Yasin Sharif. And this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the one who visits the grave of either or both of his deceased parents on Friday and recites Surah Yasin will be forgiven. Subhanallah. So because of reciting Surah Yasin and because he is respectful to his parents, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive his sins. Now just imagine, if our parents are alive, go to them, sit with them, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, you know, sit with them, talk to them, and alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, spend your day with them. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, you know, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of the hadiths narrated that the one who visits the graves of either or both of his parents on every Friday and recites Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala will bless him with forgiveness equivalent to the total number of letters in Surah Yasin Sharif. I don't know how many letters there are in Surah Yasin Sharif, but just imagine, as many letters. Now letters mean, for example, Yasin, there's two letters there, Ya and Seen. Wal Qur'an al-Hakim, how many letters will be there? Now, in equivalent to these letters, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive so many of your sins. Subhanallah. And then, Jumu'ah is such a blessed day that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the souls, they congregate on Friday. One should visit the grave on this day. Further, hell is not blazed up on this day as well. Allah Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the best time of visiting the grave is the time after morning salah on Friday, after Fajr salah. Go and offer your Fajr salah. Go to the graveyard, visit your parents, visit your relatives, visit your loved ones, visit your friends. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, now again, try to recite as much Quran as possible on the day of Jumu'ah as well. And some of the surahs of the Quran that have been mentioned in At-Targhib wa At-Tarheeb, it says that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, for the one reciting Surah Kahf on Friday, noor will elevate from his feet up to the sky that will brighten for him on the day of judgment, and his sins committed between two Fridays will be forgiven. So another beautiful day before Salatul Jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have a tradition in Fazan-e Medina, alhamdulillah, that we recite the Quran just before Namaz-e Jumu'ah itself. So to my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, try to, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, take time out, try to, you know, whatever you are doing, try to plan. Now, you know, we've already may have planned, I'm going to take them to this holiday resort, I'm going to take them here for holidays. But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, just think to yourself, if today I am the father and I am planning this for my children, but I have not planned for Jumu'ah, then how bad that will be? What are our children going to learn? Yaar, you as the father don't go for Jumu'ah. Do you think your children will come to Jumu'ah Salah? You as the father don't know the value of Jumu'ah. How will your children know the value of Jumu'ah? Sometimes we say that, I don't get enough time, I don't get to do this, I don't get enough time to spend at home, I'm busy working. Yaar, we are not busy. Most likely bumblebees busy, but we are not busy in anything. Leave everything, go to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be blessed. May Allah Ta'ala shower His mercy and blessings upon us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Pathway to paradise. Pathway. الْعَالَمِينَ.